My name is Emma Fiocca Feldman. I am a second grade Boston Public School teacher. And my advice is we need to be seeking out support from each other in new and creative ways.
And how do you think we can do that?
I continue to be excited by the ways that people are naming what they need, either financial needs with mutual aid funds or posting on social media, something that in specific that they might need.
How did you in your own life learn to ask for help?
My family raised my brother and I with a deep value of interdependence instead of independence. And my brother has an intellectual disability. And the only way I think my parents realized that they were going to survive and that my brother would thrive is if instead of valuing independence and doing things on our own in isolation, that we are going to value interdependence in the ways that we support each other. So that meant my family learned to ask for help. And they also, my brother now is great at asking for help and asking for what he needs. And that means that he also gives at times. He's not just receiving, but knowing that we can't do this alone and we have to have our community support us was a deep belief in our family.
What are your thoughts on, you know, the chances of the potential of the kind of mutual aid we're seeing now during the pandemic carrying forward to if and when this thing ever ends?
When school closure happened, I remember coming home from the day of pure chaos at our school, of just like figuring out how do we support families and give resources out and plan for something that no one had planned for. And I wrote on social media about a deep belief that I feel privileged to have grown up with, that, like, you know, something Grace Boggs would often talk about, which is out of crisis comes opportunity. And I see that through this crisis, the beautiful opportunities we have to reimagine and relearn other ways of living in community and demanding more from each other and from our neighbors. I hope that we are all shifted and grow in ways that we didn't imagine, so that our world does look a lot different after this pandemic.
Interdependence instead of independence. I love that, Emma. Thank you so much. On today's episode, Emma was talking about creative ways we can ask for help. On tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about some strategic and compassionate ways to offer help. You've been listening to The Best Advice Show, and something that I need help with is spreading word about this show. If you are liking it, I would love for you to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, if that's how you listen, or just tell your friends about the show, tell your family. That would be the most helpful thing you can do for this show. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.